Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on the 3rd of August 2020. Before I forget, this is the first service. This is the last service that we're going to record and put the recording on the website. So thank you for your support all these months, but we don't know who you are or whatever. It's yet another administrative job. So if that's you and you're desperate to see a recording tomorrow, please email the church today.
Or better still, come and join us at 8 o'clock. We'd love to have you share with us.
Yeah, we will still keep going at 8 o'clock, but we're not keen to keep running recordings. Right, let's pray together. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he set his sins from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so is the Lord merciful towards those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are but dust. Our days are but as grass, we flourish as a flower of the field. For as soon as the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord is from of old, and endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments to do them. Say together, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Susan's going to read Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came upon me to eat upon my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though there rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter, in the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock. And now shall he lift up my head above my enemies around me. Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy upon me and answer me. My heart tells of your word. Seek my face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me, nor cast your servant away in displeasure. You have been my helper. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path, because of those who lie in wait for me. Deliver me not into the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and those who breathe out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and he shall comfort you, your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. God, our light and our salvation, illuminate our lives, that we may see your goodness in the land of living, and looking on your beauty, may be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 30. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have raised me up and have not let my foes triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored me to life from among those that go down to the pit. Sing to the Lord, you servants of his. Give thanks for his holy name. For his wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye, his favour for a lifetime. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. You, Lord, of your goodness, have made my hill so strong. Then you hid your face from me, and I was utterly dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried, to the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. Lord, you hide your face when we trust in ourselves and strip us of false security and reclothe us in your praise, that we may know you as the one who raises us from death, as you raised your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. Fiz is going to read 1 Samuel 14, 24 to 46.
Now Saul committed a very rash act on that day. He had laid an oath on the troops, saying, "Cursed be anyone who eats food before it is evening, and I have been avenged on my enemies." So none of the troops tasted food. All the troops came upon a honeycomb, and there was honey on the ground. And when the troops came upon a honeycomb, the honey was dripping out, but they did not put their hands to their mouths, for they feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard his father charge the troops with the oath, so he extended the staff that was in his hand and dipped the tip of it in the honeycomb, and he put his hand in his mouth, and his eyes brightened. Then one of the soldiers said, "Your father strictly charged the troops with an oath, saying, 'Cursed be anyone who eats food this day,' and so the troops are faint." Then Jonathan said, "My father has troubled the land. See how my eyes have brightened because I tasted a little of this honey. How much better if today the troops had eaten freely of the spoil taken from the enemies. For now the slaughter among the Philistines has not been great." After they'd struck down the Philistines that day from Michmash to Aijalon, the troops were very faint. So the troops flew upon the spoil and took sheep and oxen and calves and slaughtered them on the ground, and the troops ate them with the blood. Then it was reported to Saul, "Look, the troops are sinning against the Lord by eating with the blood." And he said, "You have dealt treacherously. Roll a stone before me here." Saul said, "Disperse yourselves among the troops and say to them, 'Let all bring their oxen or their sheep and slaughter them here and eat, and do not sin against the Lord by eating with the blood.'" So all of the troops brought their oxen with them that night and slaughtered them there. And Saul built an altar to the Lord. It was the first altar that he built to the Lord. Then Saul said, "Let us go down after the Philistines by night and despoil them until the morning light. Let us not leave one of them." They said, "Do what seems good to you." But the priest said, "Let us draw near to God here." So Saul inquired of God, "Shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you give them into the hand of Israel?" But he did not answer him that day. Saul said, "Come here, all you leaders of the people, and let us find out how this sin has arisen today. For as the Lord lives who saves Israel, even if it is my son Jonathan, he shall surely die." But there was no one among all the people who answered him. He said to all Israel, "You shall be on one side, and I and my son Jonathan will be on the other side." The people said to Saul, "Do what seems good to you." Then Saul said, "Oh, Lord God of Israel, why have you not answered your servant today? If this guilt is in me or in my son Jonathan, or Lord God of Israel, give Urim. But if this guilt is in your people Israel, give Thummim." And Jonathan and Saul were indicated by the lot, but the people were cleared. Then Saul said, "Cast the lot between me and my son Jonathan." And Jonathan was taken. Then Saul said to Jonathan, "Tell me what you've done." Jonathan told him, "I tasted a little honey with the tip of the staff that was in my hand. Here I am, I will die." Saul said, "God do so to me and more also. "You shall surely die, Jonathan." Then the people said to Saul, "Shall Jonathan die, who has accomplished this great victory in Israel? Perish the thought. As the Lord lives, not one hair of his head shall fall to the ground, for he has worked with God today." So the people ransomed Jonathan, and he did not die. Then Saul withdrew from pursuing the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place.
Let's do the Song of Deliverance.
All the earth shout and sing for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One.
Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises, who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was
in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. All the earth shout and sing.
All the earth shout and sing for joy. The great in your midst is the Holy One.
Sorry, I wasn't concentrating. Stephen's going to read Luke 23:13-25.
Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." Then they all shouted out together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us." This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for a murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again. But they kept shouting, "Crucify, crucify him." Third time he said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." Then they kept urgently demanding, with a loud voice, shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
And we continue with the Benedictus.
You have set us free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous in your sight.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
You have set us free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous in your sight.
And then we're going to have our reading about C.S. Lewis. Which fits in quite nicely with that psalm we had about heaviness remaining for a night and joy in the morning. This one's called Night Comes. The residents of the grey town in Lewis's fantasy, The Great Divorce, live a twilight existence in which evening never advances into night. Although they're welcome to leave the grey town for the joy of heaven, most of them are unwilling to leave behind their favourite sins. They live with the haunting fear that night will come, bringing with it the utter darkness of hell. The quote from Lewis follows. I put my ear close to his mouth. Speak up, I said. It will be dark presently, he mouthed. You mean the evening is really going to turn into a night in the end? He nodded. The reflection continues. Children are not the only ones who fear the darkness. Night has often been depicted as a time of anxiety and dread. Jesus gave symbolic meaning to the night when he said, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. Jesus' picture of night represents the end of opportunity for work, of life. Luke remembers that night was approaching for three travellers on a dusty road. Two of them were grieving the death of their master and their dreams were at an end. On the road they had met a stranger whose words had given them new hope as he opened the scriptures to them. As they approached their destination they pleaded with him, stay with us for it is toward evening and the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. It is evening for our world when hope is hard to find, evening in our families when troubles come, evening in our lives when we experience loss, illness, pain or grief. And we know that night will come at our death and at the end of this age. We too pray to the risen Master, stay with us, Lord, for it is towards evening. In Jesus Christ, God has come to God's people. In Jesus Christ is God's pledge to stay with us. Emmanuel, God with us, promises, I am with you always, and I will never fail you nor forsake you. Jesus' presence sustains us in the evening times of life. His promise stretches past the darkness into the brightness of day. As Revelation pictures the new age, there shall be no night there. Let's start our prayers there. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me, abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Lord, in your mercy.
Our prayer.
And in this time of uncertainty for our nation, Lord, we pray for the people of Greater Manchester in a sudden emergency situation and for the shock and unexpectedness of that decision. We pray for people travelling to and from Spain in the shock and unexpectedness of the changes to the rules. We pray for more locally the people of East Oxford and of Swindon, people living in overcrowded housing, perhaps with small gardens or no gardens at all, and in those crowded areas where the virus has been able to spread. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters there and ask that you would be with those who are making decisions for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A prayer about freedom from racism. Lord Jesus Christ, who reached across the ethnic boundaries between Samaritan, Roman and Jew, who offered fresh sight to the blind and freedom to captives, help us to break down the barriers in our community, enable us to see the reality of racism and bigotry, and free us to challenge and uproot it from ourselves, our society and the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray for our country and for the world in this time of difficulties. Remember all the children lacking ability to work and receive work from school and from this time of holidays with their parents, probably trying to work from home and look after them as well. Help them all to accept this situation and work well and obediently for their parents. And we pray for our older generation as they stay home, just taking those first steps out of the door. We pray that they'll ask and continue to receive the help they need with the shopping, the prescriptions. And we pray, Lord, that we'll be good at keeping in touch as a nation with our phone calls and online chats and things. Lord, we do pray that our government will make wise decisions for everyone. And Lord, as that goes down to the level of local government, we pray that the local areas will make wise decisions. And we pray that those decisions will be even-handed and fair and just and will be well-funded. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. We pray for those who work in hospitals, doctors, nurses, cleaners, dinner ladies, ward staff, porters, care home workers, other medical staff, perhaps grieving by now the loss of medical staff they've worked with to the virus. Be with them and protect them from getting infected, please, Lord. Give them also the right protective kit, the drugs, the supplies that they need. And please give them resilience to make good decisions and to be emotionally supportive for their patients and for the families who cannot be there. Please also protect their families from getting infected. And Lord, help them to be continually careful with the numerous washings, changes of clothes and the care they need to take. Lord, these things get boring, tedious, time-consuming and difficult to work in those environments. Lord, we pray that they would continue to protect themselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for those for whom the current time is especially difficult. We remember projects that have been shut down, charities that have closed, small businesses that have shut, and all the businesses that are running out of money and wondering how they're going to cope. We bring before you those with special needs, those with mental health issues, those in prison or living with abusers, those on big courses of treatment for cancer and other illnesses, those waiting for operations or dialysis organ donation. We pray for all those for whom this time is very difficult, and we ask you to sustain and support them through this time. Keep them safe in your loving arms, help them, protect them, and keep them safe by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And a prayer for getting on with other people when we're feeling stressed. It's very easy to get on each other's nerves. Father, we're so different sometimes that it's hard for us to understand other people. Their backgrounds, actions and beliefs are so different from ours. Yet you made each and every one of us, and we can be enriched by other people. Their ideas and good qualities can be really helpful to us and to others. Help us to cooperate and work together. Help us to see things from the other person's viewpoint as well as my own, and to be quick to apologise. Especially, we want to name before you now. Help us to move towards restoration and reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, as we've continued our theme of evening and those feeling overwhelmed, here's a special prayer about that. Dear God, speak gently in our silence, when the loud outer noises of our surroundings and the loud inner noises of our fears keep pulling us away from you. Help us to trust that you are still there in our evenings, even when we are unable to hear you. Give us fresh ears to listen to your small, soft voice saying, "Come to me, all you who are overburdened, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and humble of heart." Lord, when every question seems to result in an "I don't know" answer, let that loving voice be our guide. Merciful Father, accept our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, everlasting Lord, we beseech you to direct, sanctify and govern both our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have a great day. Remembering that joy comes in the morning. And if you need help, do contact the church.